Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
The Media News is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. Also on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via our various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Media News is supported by Petrosol, Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. Coming up, scores of patients left stranded today as nurses and midwives intensified their nationwide strike, withdrawing both outpatient departments and emergency services at public health facilities across the country. Well, we are on ground as government deploys police officers to protect nurses and midwives who have chosen to continue working.
Well, we got indication from most of them that they were being threatened by GRNM members. We have asked that Ghana Police Service will provide some security for them to work. We are also asking that those who are on rotation clinicals would be at post.
However, the leadership of nurses and midwives say they remain undeterred by the government's actions as they continue to press for the full implementation of their conditions of service.
They think that they can use these old-fashioned methods to derail our progress. It shows clearly that they don't put premium on the life of the good people of Ghana, and they don't respect nurses and midwives in Ghana. I will show them where power lies.
And you're hearing there the minority were marching to the police IGP to demand arrangements are made for the Abdulkman North constituency result coalition. We'll bring you details of that. Also, backlash as some Ghanaians reject newly approved 1 cedi petroleum levy.
I can say the government came to destroy business.
We hear from the energy minister who is arguing that the levy is a prudential fiscal intervention, with economist Professor Buckwing backing the move.
And so, yes, would have wished to pass all the gains to Ghanaians. And that means that you would have to pay about 40 to 50% more.
This imposition would not impact consumers significantly.
We have details of that in sports.
Sports Minister Kofi Adams warns Ghana risk losing fans following violence in domestic football.
Also, pharmaceutical companies in Ghana announced 5 to 15% price cuts on essential medicines across the country, as they say the recent appreciation of the Ghana cedi has already eased import costs in a sector heavily reliant on foreign currency.
And we've also been told clearly that in days and in possibly weeks, this is going to take its effect. Latest by end of June.
These and more with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche-Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless and credible. Stay for details. This afternoon, scores of patients were left stranded today as nurses and midwives intensified their nationwide strike, withdrawing both outpatient department and emergency services at public health facilities across the country. The escalation has brought healthcare delivery to a near standstill in many hospitals, with long queues of frustrated patients and overwhelmed skeletal staff struggling to manage critical cases. The nurses and midwives say the decision followed failed negotiations with government over unresolved conditions of service and welfare concerns. Let's get the latest. Let's go on the ground now and check, find out how this is impacting healthcare delivery. And my colleague Collins Yeboah is on the beat with us and joins us on the line. Collins, what are you picking up?
Mame, at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital, it is a troubling situation for patients at the moment. And when you come to the Kolibu Teaching Hospital, we have several outpatient departments, including the accident and the orthopedic central maternity surgical, as well as the child health OPDs. And we visited all these places. At all these OPDs, services have come to a complete halt. And inside the wards, the impact is equally visible. It is difficult to support nurses actively attending to patients. And also in some areas, nurses were seen engaged in personal conversations while patients struggle to get us inside.
But Collins, has any of the management of the hospital spoken to patients at least to address the situation?
No management, no official from the Kolebu Teaching Hospital management have engaged the patient, but the information that we picked from the patient when we spoke to them is that the nurses rather spoke to them that they are not going to attend to them today, so they should find different facilities to go to.
All right. Thank you so much, Collins, who is reporting to us from the Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Let's head to the Ashanti Regional Capital, Kumasi. Love FM's Clinton Yabwa is on the beat there for us. Clinton, what can you report?
Mommy, the strike at Kumasi, I think it's full effect. And when you go to Konkwalochi Teaching Hospital at the hospital, public health service.
Clinton, kindly reposition yourself. I can hardly hear you. The line is breaking. Come to us again. Reposition yourself and let's continue.
Action has taken full effect today. And when it comes to Konkwalochi Teaching Hospital and the Pampaso Children's Hospital, public service, public health service, antenatal care and postnatal care services have all been halted. And specifically at Pampaso Children's Hospital, which is a children's hospital, patients, including pregnant women, are being turned away. And those who are on recovery beds are also being discharged abruptly. This is leaving many stranded on the hospital facility. And some of them that we spoke to are very worried about how their situations could worsen if they head home without medical care.
So you heard that some patients at the Konkwalochi Teaching Hospital in the Ashanti region saying that they've been told that no services will be rendered to them. They should go home. Well, let's head to the Volta region now. Ivy Setoji comes through for us. Ivy, what have you been picking up?
Well, according to our sources, some of the nurses are working, while some of them are not. So as of now, some have decided to go to work and some have decided to stay back at home. Tomorrow, according to our sources, they don't know what is going to happen and whether or not all of them will extend themselves to work. So for now, some, a few of them are at football, others are at home.
Well, Ivy, we understand that some nurses wanted to work today. Did you see anything of the sort? Because the spokesperson for the health ministry also said they'll be providing some form of security to them who are willing to work today. Did you see anything of the sort?
Well, I was now in the world, some of them at the places that I went to, some of them at the working, some persons sitting down, not doing anything exactly, but asking whether they are working in the world because some was not allowed in. I wouldn't know whether those at the world are actually working, but what we know is some of them as to whether they are really, really working. That's what we don't know, but some were not able to show up.
And that's Ivy Setoji there. We apologize for the poor quality of sound coming in from our phone lines. We'll restore that and then get back to our other, correspondents. Meanwhile, government has deployed police personnel to various health facilities nationwide to protect nurses and midwives who have defied the union's directive and chosen to work. Now, the deployment, according to officials, is aimed at ensuring the safety of health professionals who have opted to remain at their post amid rising tensions within the sector. His General Secretary of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association, David Tinkran.
The initial emergency services was not part, but looking at the intransigent push train of the employer, we think that we need to send some signal, right? They are not averting their minds to our demands. They are virtually putting in, old-fashioned methods of intimidation and trying to break our front and all that. Look, let me tell them. We've been at this for very long.
Is that what is happening?
Absolutely. I mean, they are putting in measures. They've called our colleagues, our brothers and sisters who are not part of this strike to stand in. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Most of our brothers were the first to even put on the red band. Those that they think will stand in for them. So what it means is that if you rush to a hospital with an emergency case, you will not be seen. If you just, maybe you have headache, you have abdominal pain, you are having a diarrhea, you want to move to the OPD to be seen by a nurse before perhaps you move into the consultation, you will not meet any nurse over there, all right, to provide those services to you before you see the medical officer. So, yes, for instance, antenatal care services will be completely removed. As I said, you go to hospital, you pick a card, you need to see a nurse to write your history before you are ushered into a consultation. That type of services will not be given. If you come with emergency, you have to be triaged. Some of these advanced hospitals have triaging areas where perhaps based on the seriousness of your condition, you could be triaged as green, yellow or red so that proper attention can be given to you. You won't find them there.
Spokesperson for the Health Ministry, Tony Goodman, also told my colleague Elton Broby on the polls that steps have been taken to ensure service delivery at public hospitals.
We are not happy with that decision. We have asked them to rescind that decision so that we can have some further discussion. If they are mindful of the fact that their action would lead to loss of life, then they should come to the table and continue working. We have six nursing groups who are actually in this matter. We have one of them, which is a GRNMA, going on strike. And we have gotten indication from the rest of the five who said they are not going to demonstrate on this strike. We have asked, because we got indication from most of them that they were being threatened by GRNMA members, we have asked that the National Ghana Police Service will provide some security for them to work. We are also asking that those who are on rotation clinicals would be at post and continue working while the DDNS and then the director of nursing supervises their work.
Well, at the heart of the standoff is the refusal of the finance minister to sign off and agreed on the agreed conditions of service. Listen to the health ministry spokesperson once again, Tony Goodman, and the Nurses and Midwives Association General Secretary, David Tinkran.
The document has not been signed to. That is where we have to also, that is a distinction we need to make.
The document has not been signed?
Yes, after the negotiation, it's not been signed.
But by who exactly?
If it's been signed, we would have started the implementation. If it's been signed, or it was signed, would have started the implementation. The Minister for Finance and the Minister for Health must sign before this document can be called or can be implemented. So that is where we are.
Because it's not been signed, your assumption is that finality has not been brought on it.
No, finality has not been brought on this matter.
And you heard the spokesperson for the Health Ministry, Tony Goodman, in an interview with my colleague, Elton Broby. And Anuhe, the NPP MPs who have abandoned their cars and set foot to the police headquarters where they are expected to present a petition to the IGP. The minority are demanding immediate security arrangements to conclude the collation of outstanding parliamentary results in the Ablekuma North constituency. Ablekuma North is currently without representation in the House 6 months into the new parliament. Let's take you to the police headquarters where parliamentary affairs correspondent Kweku Asante is with the minority. Kweku, what more can you tell us about this protest march and the end game?
So, my message, the petition itself has just been presented about 5 minutes ago by the minority leadership, the leader himself, Alexander Fenemaking, together with the chief whip, Frank Anadompre. They presented a petition to the police hierarchy, a team that included the director general of the criminal investigation department, who received the petition. They read the petition in full to the hearing of the media, and then proceeded to the state agencies and handed over the petition. The demand is clear. The Ghana Police Service must heed to the order of the High Court in this matter and provide the necessary security to the electoral commission to conclude the collision as a result. Listen to Frank Anadompre, the minority chief whip, who read the petition to the police hierarchy.
Well, we'll come to that sound later, but has the police responded in any way to this petition?
Well, yes, they did. It was a very brief response that they have taken piece of the content of the petition. They have received it. They will forward this to the desk of the Inspector General of Police himself immediately. They are committed to ensure.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Ensuring that everything that needs to be done is done, and as soon as the electoral the police, IGP himself, makes a decision on this, it will be communicated to the minority as well as the public on this matter.
All right, thank you so much, Kweku Asante, following the minority at the police headquarters there. Well, there's been backlash from some Ghanaians who say they are against the newly approved one city petroleum levy. Parliament on Tuesday passed the controversial Energy Sector Levy Amendment Bill, which imposes one city on every litre of fuel. The bill, which was introduced under a certificate of urgency, faced stern opposition from the minority, who staged a walkout accusing the government of imposing hardship on Ghanaians. James Avegi reports.
After a short adjournment, Parliament returned with the Energy and Finance Committees recommending that the Energy Sector Levy Amendment Bill be taken on a certificate of urgency. But the minority opposed the process, criticizing the majority of betraying Ghanaians and trying to impose hardship on them by taxing fuel products by 1 Ghana cedi per litre, and even staged a walkout.
The minority is vehemently against this particular tax. Vehemently. This government, in abolishing the taxes, was giving you something in your hand with the left hand, and they were going to take it back from your hand with your right hand. And not only take it from your hand, but take what was in your pocket in addition.
Mr. Speaker, I am challenging your decision on the voice vote and inviting you to a head count.
All those against the motion, rise on your feet to be counted.
Eventually, the bill got passed, even in the absence of the minority.
Honorable members, the Energy Sector Levy Amendment Bill 2025 is duly read and passed for the third time.
The new 1 Ghana cedi per litre of fuel kicks in after the president has sent his signature to the bill. James Savage, Parliament House, Accra.
Well, we'll soon hear what some of you are saying about this levy, but first let's get more understanding on it from data analyst Kofi Ajayi, who is also a member of our research desk. Quick, Kofi, did the finance minister give any hint of this in the budget?
Well, Mami, you see, so, I mean, it wasn't explicit in the budget, but he actually gave a hint that he was seeking some form of amendment to 10 acts, and the energy sector levy was one of the 10 acts that the finance minister was seeking some form of amendment to. But that one CD per litre was not quoted in the budget, but we know that, I mean, the amendment was captured in the 2025 budget under the ESLA Amendment Act.
All right. And do we know how much this is supposed to rake in?
Well, so government, in fact, is expecting upper bound around 5.7 billion Ghana cedis. And lower bound, we're estimating maybe somewhere around 5.5 billion, you know, Ghana cedis. But fresh data that we have from the Ghana Revenue Authority shows that, I mean, this is not a new, levy.
Yes,
it's been, ESLA has been in the picture since 2016. And we have done the math. And since 2016, we've been able to rake in some 29 billion Ghana cedis from ESLA. And that was actually supposed to solve our energy sector crisis. So if ESLA has been collected since 2016, then why do we need another levy around this? And that's the question that people are asking. If you really use ESLA for its purpose,
what it's supposed to do,
why do we need another revision to place one CD per every liter of fuel that we buy at the pumps?
All right, thank you so much, Kofi. We can now listen to what some of you are saying about this levy.
One Ghana CD slap on Ghanaians. I think as much as I agree that it's another issue that will affect our pocket, we shouldn't also lose sight of the fact that the finance minister is doing everything possible to bring the CD dollar relationship down.
Not the one I am in politicians here, what is the Nagra to do? We should do something about
one CD to end the problems in the energy sector. I think I'm not saying it's the right thing, but we just have to share in the pain so that everything will be okay for us.
Meanwhile, the Energy Minister, John Jinapo, has justified the Sector Levy Amendment Bill, arguing it is prudent fiscal intervention necessary to stabilize the country's energy sector.
This is not actually to pay for legacy debt. What we are doing is that we've studied the system, we've done the analysis in the energy sector, and the basic truth and fact is that the liquid fuels that we buy currently is not part of the tariff structure. And so when you and I pay for electricity, even if ECG were to collect the money 100% today, none of that money would go into the procurement of liquid fuel. Meanwhile, we require over $1 billion this year alone to procure liquid fuel.
While Ghana's year-on-year inflation for May 2025 has dropped to 18.4%, down from 21.2% in April, according to fresh data from the Ghana Statistical Service, this marks the first time inflation has fallen below 20% in 39 months, breaking a run that began in March 2022. The May Consumer Price Index shows a broad-based decline across nearly all 13 contributing divisions, with transport costs leading the drop, followed by a reduction in food inflation. While the development signals a cooling of inflationary pressures, the rate still sits well above the Bank of Ghana's target range of 8% plus or minus 2. Ghana is still recovering from its economic crisis in a generation with setbacks in key sectors like cocoa and gold. But the latest data points to a gradual return to stability. And Kofi Ajayi is still with me on this. Kofi, we understand that there were recommendations given by the government statistician. Take us through that.
Well, so, Mami, on the food and non-food inflation, the leading contributors, there was a significant decline in both food inflation from 25% in April to 22.8%, while non-food inflation has actually went to 14.4% from 17.9% in the previous month. We understand that what is really driving the inflation down at the moment is because of the transport component. And surprisingly, Greater Accra recorded the second lowest inflation position if you look at it on the regional spectrum.
All right. Thank you so much, Kofi Eje, for that insight. You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. When we return, we have sports, and also pharmaceutical companies in Ghana announced 5 to 15% price cuts on essential medicines across the country, as they say the recent appreciation of the Ghana cedi had already eased import costs in a sector heavily reliant on foreign currency.
And we've also been told clearly that in days and in possibly weeks, this is going to take its effect.
Welcome back to the Midday News. We have sports.
Yes, I was saying MFL. So, Sports and Recreation Minister Kofi Adams, he is calling for tougher sanctions against individuals involved in match-day violence to help retain fan interest in domestic football. This follows violent scenes during the Premier League game between Basake Holy Stars and Nations FC, which eventually led to the match being abandoned. Back to you.
Thank you, Mubarak. Now, information coming in. Thomas Andiowusu, aide to Chairman Wuntumi, has been convicted of corruption this morning by the High Court for bribery in the case of the Republic versus Charles Bisu. And Elton Broby is here with me with more on this. Elton, what are we learning?
So, Mamisi, this is in relation to the Tiger IPI investigation, Galamse fraud part one, in which Mr. Bisu and Mr. Andy were alleged to have engaged in corruption and bypass procedure to allow people to get license to mine illegally. He's accused of paying 15,000 cedis bribe to Mr. Bisu. The court today accepted his plea agreement with the OSP and sentenced him to 500 penalty units, which is equivalent to 6,000 cedis, and to pay a restitution to the state in the sum of 200,000 Ghana cedis. His name has now been struck out of the charges of corruption of a public officer and accepting bribes to influence a public officer as also withdrawn.
Thank you so much, Elton. Now, once discarded as trash, plastic is now paying the bills for some of Accra's most determined workers. At Old Lavender Hill in Kolegono, a former dumping ground is now a place of new beginnings. Among them is Victoria Kugali, a plastic collector and mother of three, who is rebuilding her life on plastics. Jemima Ando reports for Climate Focus.
Victoria Kugali never imagined she would find her job in a place most